It's your boy Gerard Mayo, and we're back again. Today, we're going to go on the offensive side of the ball, and we're going to talk about the route tree. What is the route tree? You always wonder, like, how do guys know where to go? How did that guy know to run an in cut there or an out cut there? But most of you guys who are watching the show are probably in high school, and you're pretty familiar with the route tree, because when you put in an offense, you have to be able to tell everyone where to go in a short period of time. You can't be in the huddle and be like, hey, you go left, you go right. This isn't sandlot football. We used to do that back in the day. So what did coaches do? They came up with the route tree. And here's the route tree right here. So the route tree is where you put numbers with routes. So the one route would be a flat route. The two would be a slant. The three would be a comeback. The four would be a curl. The five is an out route. The six is a dig. The seven is a corner. The eight is a post route, and the nine is a go. But if you're telling guys to run routes, you could say, we want to run 156 Sluggo or something like that. So you say, hey, what's 156? So you know the one route, the first receiver is going to run a flat. The next receiver next to him is going to run a five, which is what? An out route, which they probably wouldn't do. And the next receiver, no matter where he is, will run a six as a dig route. Now, if you're smart, you probably already picked this up. All of the odd number routes are outbreaking routes. The even number routes are inbreaking routes. So even if you don't know exactly what number correlates with what route, you know that, hey, if I said a five route, you know you're breaking out at some point, so you're not running into your guy.